the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Are supposed to obey God. Children are supposed to obey parents. Then they will be obeying God too and doing what is right.
Ephesians 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. For this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right.
That's right.
For this is right. Children, obey your
children
parents.
Obey your parents.
Jesus. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
So at last I meet the renowned Nicodemus, wealthy member of the Sanhedrin. I hear that you have joined the false church founded by Jesus.
And I meet the famous and energetic Saul of Tarsus, who is persecuting the church founded by the Son of God. And I am no longer wealthy. I have happily given my riches to the new church, partly so its people can defend themselves against you and your erroneous contention that the church is preaching insurrection and blasphemy.
You are too wise a man, Nicodemus, to believe that. You know very well that His Highness represents God.
And you are too well informed to believe that. Caiaphas was appointed by the Roman governor. The family of Annas and Caiaphas has a bad name, even among the Israelites. Many declare, "Woe is me because of the house of Annas and their secret plots and whisperings."
You are certainly outspoken.
I speak truth.
You speak words of blasphemy.
Everything I say, all that I do, my energy, all that I have, is used to help sustain the church here at Jerusalem and in advancing the work of the gospel.
I may have to arrest you.
Why don't you?
You think I can't?
Yes, you can, if it is God's will. No, if it is not His will.
I'll let it go this time. But in the future, be careful what you say.
Saul of Tarsus, think carefully of what you are doing. Remember all the miraculous things Jesus did when He was on earth, and the miracles His disciples continue to do in His name. Search the scripture and think on these things, my friend. Greetings, Peter and Philip.
Peace unto thee, Nicodemus.
Salutations, Nicodemus.
I hear you're leaving us, Philip.
I think it best. Saul is a determined man. He's literally driving all the believers out of Jerusalem.
Yes, but I somehow have a feeling that Saul is sincere. I think he really believes what he is doing is right.
At least he is forcing our fellow believers to leave Jerusalem and scatter abroad. That means that the gospel will be carried to the furthermost parts of the earth. And Jesus told us to do just that.
Where are you going, Philip?
Samaria.
May God go with you.
Peace be unto you, Philip.
Yes?
My name is Philip. I'm from Jerusalem. I'm a deacon in the church there. Are you the woman who met Jesus?
The woman who met Jesus?
Yes, at Jacob's well. The woman that Jesus talked to. He stayed here for some...
Oh, yes, I am that woman. Oh, come in, won't you? Come in. Oh, you came to see Jesus. I'm sorry, he isn't here. He's in heaven, at the right hand of God. But if you want to know more about Jesus, I can tell you. He's the Messiah, the Son of God. They crucified him, and the third day he... But... You say you're from Jerusalem. Well, surely you know these things. Who are you, really, and what do you want?
Sounds like you love Jesus.
Love him? Oh, of course I do. Why, You aren't Saul, are you? Saul of Tarsus?
No. I'm a friend of Jesus, and he's my friend. I knew him when he was on earth. Like you, I love him. I am here because Saul of Tarsus is vigorously persecuting all believers of Jesus, and we had to flee Jerusalem. I shall live here in Samaria, at least temporarily.
Can you preach?
Of myself, I can do nothing. But in Jesus' name, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I can do anything that God would have me do.
Jesus stayed here only 2 days, and the number of believers in him has grown to a sizable group. We need someone to preach to us, encourage and help us. Oh, they'll be so very happy that at last someone is here.
Are you going to hear Philip this evening?
Who's Philip?
Why, he's that man that just came from Jerusalem.
Oh, him. Mother says he's a criminal.
He is not. He's a good man.
Then why did he run away from Jerusalem? My father says he ran away because they were going to put him in prison.
Yes, they were, but...
Well, then, if they're going to put him in jail, he must be a bad man.
He is not. He even does miracles.
What's a miracle?
Well, he makes sick people well.
Is he a doctor?
No. He makes people well when the doctor can't help them.
Like when?
Well, last night there were several people there that he healed, but I didn't know anyone but Samuel. You know him?
Yes. He can't walk. He shakes all the time.
He doesn't now.
He doesn't?
No. Philip laid his hand on Samuel's head and said, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, be thou healed." And he was.
You say he wasn't the only one?
No. He heals someone almost every day. And some days, he heals a lot more people. He heals lame people, and he casts out devils. And
my father liked Samuel. If Philip made him well, maybe I can get Father to take me to see Philip. Mother, Mother, do you suppose Father will take me to see Philip today? I went to see him. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice you had company.
That's quite all right. In fact, I was just telling your mother that she should go to see and hear Philip.
But why should I go to hear him speak? A man who is running away from the law.
Oh, do you know why the law wants him?
Well, no.
Because he's a follower of Jesus.
Because he is a follower of Jesus?
Yes.
Well, I think that would be good, not bad. Jesus was a good, kind man and taught everyone to be the same.
That's right.
Well, then why should they want to put him in prison?
The priests and temple rulers in Jerusalem are jealous, that's why. In Jerusalem, they are persecuting all the followers of Jesus. Many have had to leave Jerusalem because of that.
Maybe that's fortunate for us. If Philip is a follower of Jesus, I do want to see him and hear him. Jesus was here only 2 days, some time ago. But I learned to love him. I'd like to hear more about him.
Good. I'll come by and we'll go to the meeting place together.
There was great joy in Samaria.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
I can't tell when friends are true, but God can. I can look inside of you, but God can. Into light, can't make mountains snowy white, can't give blinded eyes their sight, but God can. Sometimes I wonder in his plan if he included me, and then I think how one small acorn made the big but God can. I can't calm a raging sea, but God can. Can't make honey like a bee, but God can. Can't make earth produce a crop. I can't make it rain one drop, but God can. Our great men show their mighty power on land, in air and sea, but science can't produce one thing that lives. But God can.
God promises me victory.
Favorite granddaughter, Mariam?
I'm your only granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to talk to your father about that. How was school today?
We studied about World War I. Do you remember it?
No. Believe it or not, it was a few decades before my time. What did you learn?
I learned that people can be very mean to each other. Grandma, why do they do that?
I think that people fight each other because they listen to the other voice.
The other voice?
In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were walking around and playing with the animals, a voice called from a tree. Remember the story?
Oh, yes. I learned that at Bible class. Satan was in the tree looking like a beautiful serpent. He told Eve to eat the fruit that God said not to eat.
And what did she do?
She ate it.
Why did she do that?
Because she listened to the other voice. The voice that wasn't God's, right?
Exactly. God's voice said, don't eat. Satan's voice said, eat. In World War I and II and Korea and Vietnam and in the Middle East, God's voice said, don't fight. Satan's voice said, fight. Today, God's voice says to us, don't cheat, don't lie, don't be unkind. Satan says just the opposite. We need to decide who to listen to every day.
Thanks, Grandma. I want to listen to God's voice.
Smart girl. You get that from your dad's side of the family, you know.
Oh, Grandma.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Boys and girls,
This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. In the case of the secret code, Willie starts getting strange messages on his computer. Could they really be from God? Chapter 10, Secrets Revealed. Let's get out of here, Chris yelled. Willie and Maria were way ahead of him. They started moving before he finished the sentence. As fast as the trip down the street had been, they were even faster going back. This time, Maria got there first. They dashed past Mrs. Shue's and Mrs. Vargas's cars, then burst through the door. Everyone in the room turned and stared as water dripped from them. Mud covered their feet and Willie's wheelchair. What a mess, Grandpa started to shout. Then he saw Coco riding in Willie's lap. Coco, you found him! Everyone crowded around, laughing and shouting. Coco seemed to enjoy the attention, but he would not leave Willie's lap. Well, I guess you two are stuck with each other, Grandpa said. Willie smiled and hugged Coco again. Chris, Willie, and Maria told the story of the final code and how they solved it. You should have seen Willie flying down the street, Chris shouted. Then I got stuck in the mud, Willie reminded him. But when Willie started to tell about the man on the porch, Chris nudged him and Maria shook her head. Hey, how about coming over tomorrow? Chris asked when he and Maria finally had to leave. Only if I can bring Coco with me, Willie said. The door closed behind the Vargases, and Grandpa was left with a very muddy Willie and Coco. I'm sorry we're such a mess, Grandpa, Willie said, but it was an emergency. I know, Grandpa said. We just have to get you cleaned up before we go to the airport. Airport? Willie asked. What for? Have you forgotten what day this is? Grandpa raised his eyebrow again. It's Tuesday the 23rd, Willie said. Then it struck him. Mom and Dad are coming home. Willie took his bath while Grandpa washed Coco. While Willie dried, combed, and dressed, Grandpa wiped off the wheelchair. Finally, they were ready to go. Willie and Grandpa were quiet most of the way to the airport. Finally, Willie spoke up. Grandpa, it's raining awfully hard. Can their airplane land all right in this weather? Oh, sure, Grandpa said. The pilots are all professionals. They've got helpers in the tower to guide them down, and they have radar to see through the clouds. Willie paused. But planes do crash, don't they? Especially in bad weather. Grandpa patted Willie on the knee. Willie, you've had lots of experiences in the past few days. What have you learned about prayer and problems like this? Willie closed his eyes and thought. God wants you to ask for what you need. You need to trust him, even if you don't get what you want or don't get it right away. And sometimes God just wants you to talk to him, even if you can't think of anything you need right then. Grandpa smiled. You think God is taking care of your mom and dad up there? Willie nodded slowly. Then I don't think you need to worry. Let God take care of them. Willie took a deep breath, rubbed Coco's fur again, and closed his eyes. Even though Willie agreed with Grandpa, he felt a lot better when Mom and Dad stepped out from the airplane gate. Willie held his arms out wide, and Mom and Dad ran and hugged him together. Coco barked until he got in on the hugging, too. Willie chattered all the way to the car about the codes, Coco's disappearance, and the mysterious person named G period O period D period. So you still don't have an idea who this G period O period D person is? Mom asked finally. I have my suspicions, Willie said. I want to check them out tomorrow. If we're lucky, this mystery will keep you busy all summer, chuckled Dad. Maybe you should check with George, the mail carrier, Mom said. He probably knows everyone in town. That's it, Willie said. Grandpa, stop the car. What? Grandpa said. Why? Just stop it, please. Pull in here, Willie said. I have an idea. Grandpa turned the car into the town's only ice cream shop. I never saw a kid so eager to get an ice cream, he said. Willie got into his wheelchair and pushed his way into the store. The rain had stopped, and the store was crowded. Willie looked at the people around him, then looked at the flavors. As he was looking, he heard a familiar voice. One scoop of Rocky Road, please. Then he heard his mom say, Hello, George. We were just talking about you. Willie turned his wheelchair and looked up at the man. George O. Davis, he said loud enough for everyone in the store to hear. You're G period O period D period. What? Mom and Dad said together. Willie looked at Mr. Davis, who was trying to hide his red face behind a Rocky Road ice cream cone. Mr. Davis is the mystery person, Willie said with a grin. It all fits. Are you sure? Grandpa asked. Nice, Mr. Davis, Mom asked.
How could he be? Dad asked. He just lives 3 blocks down the street from us. Willie looked at his dad, then at Mr. Davis. You were watching us tonight, weren't you? Mr. Davis grinned and nodded. I was afraid you would hurt yourself over there, so I went to keep an eye on you. How did you get my library book? Willie asked. I found it in the bushes by your driveway. It must have dropped out of your car sometime in the past few days. Why didn't you just bring Coco back? Grandpa asked. I heard a dog barking this afternoon as I went by the garage, and I thought it was strange, but I didn't know Coco was missing. After I heard that, I was sure that's who it was. I told Willie right away. Willie nodded. He did, right on the computer. How do you know so much about computers? And codes? Mr. Davis grinned again. Computers are kind of a hobby with me, and I've loved codes since I was your age. He patted Willie's arm. It drives Mrs. Davis crazy. Stop by sometime, and we'll talk her into making cookies. That would be great, Willie said. Imagine, Willie thought as they headed home, Mr. George O. Davis is the mystery person. His head was still whirling when they got home. Time for bed, detective, Dad said. Just 1 minute, Dad, okay? Willie said as he headed for the computer. I need to check one thing. Willie switched the computer on and logged into the bulletin board. His hunch had been right. A message waited. 2-12-6, 26-9-22, 7-12-12, 20-12-12-23, 26, 23-22-7-22-24-7-18-5-22. 21-12-9, 14-22! Exclamation. Willie stared at it a long minute before he laughed out loud. I'm not that backward, Mr. G period O period D period. He switched the computer off and went to bed.
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 2, The Case of the Secret Code, written by Glenn Robinson, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.